Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
It's not okay for you to play small and to feel exhausted and to live in scarcity. No, you'd be amazed. And by taking charge and being in charge, you will feel charged, but also you'll start to make choices that are different. You'll start to consciously change your relationship with how you spend money, how you invest money, how you make money, right? All of it does exist.
Hi guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. Today we have a beautiful episode to share with you. It is a piece of the workshop that I did yesterday, and it was such a beautiful gathering. We got together to really set the stage for what we want to allow 2024 to become. There's going to be affirmations in this. You're going to be guided through a visualization. There's a beautiful journaling prompt, and we're going to talk about you fully realizing what is your choice? What is available? What can you create in your life? And it's a mixture of really raising your sense of true connectedness to your inherent worth. And I said on Instagram the other day that we get in life what we have the courage to ask for, and we have to stop gaslighting ourselves. And also, how much abundance is available? And so we're going to talk about that. And speaking of abundance, yesterday, if you are watching my Instagram or if you're on my email list, we announced we have a brand new signature program, which I am so excited about. It's called Boldly Abundant, Elevate Your Worth and Ignite Your Wealth. This program is about truly claiming your worth and your wealth. Every time I'm coaching a woman, it is uncanny how we are financially not as literate as we need to be. We need to understand what is available. There's only really three tracks, right? We're either on the entrepreneurial path, or we're in the 9-to-5 path, or we're really at the point where we want to understand how money makes money, and investing and saving and compound interest. And all of this should be something that we have deep understanding and literacy in. So when we're on the entrepreneurial path, we have a good understanding of what is the right action to take to grow the business, to create the business. If we're on the 9-to-5 track, we want to understand how can we optimize so that we are really being valued in our current organization? And is there a way that we can find a better job? Or is there a way that we can add more value and be paid at a greater level? You know, there are so many people right now, as you're listening to this, who have less skill than you, less talent, less heart, who are being paid more because their self-worth is the energetic match for more, because they're only available for more. And so this is a program that is going to both really help you to raise that self-worth, that breakthrough, really start to change the story you have about yourself, about money, about boundaries, about how much you receive in every area of your life. And then this program will take you through the steps, and those three tracks are all there. We're going to get into all of those things, from the entrepreneurial path to the 9-to-5 employed path, and also the financial literacy, investing, and compound savings path. There's amazing experts coming in. So right now, that program is open for pre-sale. And when you enroll by Sunday night at 9 p.m., you get $500 off and you get a month in my membership to start coaching right away. We meet every Thursday, so we have a call today. And if you're an alumni, you have an even greater discount, so you should reach out or check your email, because we sent you the code if you're an alumni. So that pre-sale is good through Sunday night. I cannot wait to be with you and to have this be the year. Enough's enough, right? This is the year to be bold, to fully unleash, to fully know your worth, and to realize how much you deserve to thrive. So today I'm going to share this workshop that we did yesterday, in case you missed it. It was really beautiful, so nourishing. I'm going to walk you through some techniques that can harness the power of what is within you, so you can tap into what's here and create the most beautiful year. I hope you enjoy this. Take a listen. So let's dive in. So we're going to do a practice today that is a combination of affirmations, visualization, a little journaling, which you could do this every morning. You could do this once a week, but I think that this is going to give you the capacity to tap into your own power and to elevate not just the moment, but your life. And so we're going to get started. So the very first thing we're going to do is we're going to do a visualization. We're going to just dive in, okay, to sort of like move into that other aspect. And there really is like a multiverse, right? Because there's all these channels that the radio is tuned to. And just so we kind of get back on the same page, so I'm going to repeat this to you, because I think every single day, just like we select our clothes, we have to select our thoughts. And I think this is such an important paradigm to plug into every day. So the way that I learned how this gorgeous, incredible universe works is to understand that we are each a radio and the world works like a radio. So what does that mean? It means that a radio is a receiver, and depending on where the radio is tuned, it hears different music. So we are each built just like that. And depending on where we are tuned, there's a different broadcast. There's a different music that we are immersed in. But what goes first? The radio. And so often what we have is the manifestation of a radio that, you know, sometimes when you've ever, this is like dating ourselves, who listens to radios anymore like this, but if you would turn the dial on a radio, sometimes you're like in between two stations. So you get like that static. You don't have a clear signal. And I think a lot of times our energy is giving us a kind of a mix of things. We don't have a clear signal, because as the great Wayne Dyer said, we don't get what we want. We get what we are. Whatever we're tuned to, we sort of keep getting back the feedback of what is, the isness of where we're tuned. What we don't realize is that we are energy. And so there are moments where we feel this feeling that we're so light. If you can remember the last time you just felt this lightness of being, if that's you, just energy. In those moments, you're more energy than matter. In those moments, you're in the flow and you're just bumping into synchronicity everywhere you go. And it feels so good, because that signal is you unlocked. You're not caught in fear. You're not caught in the mind. You are just you. You're just this beautiful ray of light. And that's when life tends to go really well. And so we want to remember that we have this incredible capacity to imprint this beautiful, energetic signature every day, that every day we do, whether we know it or not, we sort of communicate, we sort of exude this really potent energetic vibration. Everything is a vibration. Everything is offering a vibration. Everything is spinning. It's all atomic. And so we want to feel good. And so often, what are we doing? We're leaving it to chance. Will we feel good today? Will we not? We're leaving it to chance. We're saying, well, I guess it's the luck of the draw how I'm going to feel today. But we go first, and we have to understand, why would we want to wait for something to happen to give us the feeling of feeling so in flow and so connected to wholeness and that inner peace? We want to master that. We want to arrive at our own door of being, and we want to find our way to that whole, delicious feeling of being authentically connected to the source of our source, that peace, that still small voice inside that allows you to know that you are connected to all that is. That's where all your power is. So that's alignment. When you move from that place, it's amazing. It's just incredible, the world you create. So every morning, I want to see if I can give you a shortcut to move into that place. Okay. So first thing that I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I want you to ask yourself, how do you want to feel today? Ease, peace, joy, abundant, creative. And then I want you to ask yourself, once you choose that real signature word that really embodies how you want to feel today, I want you to ask yourself, what would ease feel like today? What would peace feel like today? What would abundance feel like? What would love feel like today? And for the next 90 seconds, I want to remind you that right now in this moment, there's nowhere else you need to be right now. Right now in this moment, there's nothing else you need to do. And for the next 90 seconds, I want you to sink fully into whatever is this beautiful energetic signature that you are memorizing, that you are going to drop in and feel fully. For 90 seconds, what would ease feel like today? And allow your energy to move and to expand. What would abundance feel like today in my body, in my soul, through every energetic chakra, from my top of my head all the way down to my toes? What would ease and love and abundance, whichever one it is, whatever word really encompasses this, I want you to feel it fully. And I want you to picture yourself embodying and feeling this flowing through you. And I want you to see and feel so you can taste and touch what it looks like, what you look like, what light looks like. What do you think and how do you act when you feel this feeling? And picture yourself going through your day with the signature of this love, this ease. Okay, and now I want you to open your eyes and tell me in the chat, how does that feel? Could you touch it even for a second? Can you feel the shift, even if it was for 8 seconds? How does that feel? That is an incredible tool. Just like you take 1 or 2 minutes every day to make a quick decision about what you're going to wear today and how that will make you feel. Do you want to feel sexy? You choose a certain top. Do you want to feel cozy? Choose a certain sweater. What would happen if 1 to 2 minutes, 90 seconds a day, you select how you want to feel today and you try it on and you put it all the way on and you drink it in, and you allow yourself to memorize, to mentally rehearse, to feel on a cellular level that shift. And you don't then have to wait for something to happen or for someone to give you permission to be
that.
We have the capacity to turn on, to tap in. And then our entire day is set on a different course. So we're going to go further with this. And I'm going to have you, now that you're a little warmed up, we're going to do a visualization. So I'm going to have you close your eyes again. And I'm going to take you through a little visualization. So keep your eyes closed. First of all, I want you to just find your center, the part of you that is your highest conscious. And just thank yourself for being here today. Take a couple beautiful breaths, breathing in. And I want you to imagine yourself at the entrance of this serene, gorgeous garden. And it's filled with vibrant flowers and lush greens. And this garden represents your worth and the limitless potential within you. Feel this garden. Breathe it in. Smell that smell of the dew and the jasmine and the eucalyptus. And as you step into the garden, you can feel this empowerment, this confidence that radiates from this part of you, this truth, this center. And I want you to take notice of the beauty. Just really take it in. The delicious abundance of this garden. And I want you to see yourself walking along. And the garden has these winding paths. And each path represents a different aspect of your life and where you want to manifest abundance and expansion. In one of the paths, as you're walking, you come across this sparkling fountain. And the water in the fountain represents your growth and your self-worth. And I want you to take a moment to connect to this water and feel for a moment a deep sense of love and appreciation for yourself, for how far you've come, for the courage, for all that you've allowed yourself to keep expanding to. I want you to visualize that the water is flowing and you're feeling for a moment, you're fully allowing yourself to feel the depth of your own worth, feeling your own strength and just witnessing it because it deserves to be witnessed. And as you continue in this garden, you come across this gorgeous tree, this beautiful, beautiful giant tree. And this tree represents all of your aspirations. And the branches reach so high into the sky, and it symbolizes the height of your potential. And there's an ease because there's a part of you in this moment that is unbound and is unleashed, that is coming from the most powerful part of you, which is the energy of you, which is not limited. There is no limitation here. And I want you to visualize yourself standing next to this tree, so tall, with such a feeling of strength. And you can see this tree represents your fulfillment, your success, and you in your divine mission. And as you continue to take in this garden, you notice this cozy, beautiful gazebo. And this gazebo is just, it's so inviting. It's so welcoming. It's so delicious. And this symbolizes all of your relationships and connections. And you step inside and you can just feel this energy in this space. It's just love, unconditional, mature, kind, real love. And I want you to see yourself surrounded by such nurturing relationships, both your platonic and romantic relationships, just so much ease, trusting, feeling the love, the harmony flowing, because your sense of self-worth has allowed such meaningful, beautiful connections. And as you continue to gaze upon this garden, you notice that there's this beautiful pond, and you walk over to this pond. And this pond, as simple as it is, it represents your well-being. and it's just pure. And there's a stillness and there's a serenity. And this is your abundance. It represents your abundance. And you're gazing at this beautiful water and you can just feel reflecting back to you is your vitality, health and joy. And you see yourself. You see yourself reflected in this water and you see the most aligned you staring back at you. Vibrant and healthy, such a lightness of being. And as you sit here, I want you to just take in, soak in the deep sense of worthiness and deservingness that your soul came to the world completely worthy. And you feel the sense of deep love and you trust the magic that you came to co-create. And you can feel the limitless possibility that is always within reach. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And it's so beautiful that you gave yourself a few moments to feel into all of this. You know, it's amazing because even though it feels like there's a part of us that questions, what is this? Why am I doing a visualization? She doesn't know what my morning was like. She doesn't know that, you know, what's real for me is so far from what I'm visualizing here. But here's what I want us to understand is that we're all really living in a virtual reality headset every single day. And so while you might not be walking through a beautiful garden, you might not be stepping into a gazebo, you might not be looking at a beautiful pond, the way in which we perceive the world, we get to choose the movie that we're playing and our ability to step in like Mary Poppins in the sidewalk is real. And when we start our day by moving out of this unconscious program of limitation that keeps projecting a world that feels so filled with scarcity and limitation, and instead we step into something that is so delicious, we start to feel that all potentials exist in this quantum realm and that we can actually shift our radio station. We hear different music and our whole life starts to change. And so much of it depends on where we are coming from. When we're coming from this place where we're disconnected from our truth, it's like you can't get there from there, right? But when we're coming from this place where we're connected to the great I am, from there, all of that is so much more real than everything else. From that place, everything I just walked you through is reality, right? Because in that place, when you finally drop into that place, and we've all done it, we did it a little bit today, we've done it in moments where we're in nature, we've done it in moments in yoga classes, we've done it in moments. In those moments when we drop in, we can feel that what's available is this deep sense of well-being and this deep sense of being connected, that we are one wave connected to the whole ocean. And in that sense, there is just this knowing and there is this okayness and there is this fullness and this abundance and this feeling that we don't need to hold ourselves apart from all that we want to create and touch and enjoy. So we're going to go further with this today and we're going to go through a few affirmations. And I want us to recognize that so often, every single day, I sit with amazing women, as you guys know. And one of the desires is it's abundance, right? And why do we want that abundance? We want to feel congruent with who we are, which is we are abundant. We're a soul. We're not limited. And we want to feel connected to our expansion and we want to feel sexy and we want to feel alive and we want to feel that energy is turned on, like being in a good Kundalini yoga session where everything in you is turned on, tapped in. That's what abundance feels like. That's what it feels like to have wind in your hair. And so often when women are feeling that their life has a lot of limitation or there's not a lot flowing, they're not receiving what they know they need to be receiving. So often we start to look and we see that our self-worth has so much to say and so much to do with what creates our net worth, and that how we receive in every way, whether it's setting boundaries and really allowing ourselves, you know, I posted on Instagram yesterday that we get in life what we have the courage to ask for, and we have to stop gaslighting ourselves. And so I'm going to walk you through a few affirmations right now that deal with both abundance, but also self-worth, because your capacity to tap into your power will create a signature of what you are available for. And it allows you to open the vessel so that you can receive it, because you start to create your capacity. That worthiness allows you to receive more. And so we, in order to fill the vessel, we need a bigger vessel. And when we're connected to our truth, that vessel is wide open. But when we're coming from this part of us, this unconscious part of us that learned different ways to overcompensate and be codependent, and the ways we all want to belong or keep ourselves protected, that part of us has created just a tiny vessel to receive. And it needs us to show up and say, no, we are rewriting this story by creating a much bigger capacity. And as you've heard me say, we manifest at the speed of safety. And so in order for us to be unlocked and fully in this like feeling, we need to cultivate, we need to come to sit beside ourselves and allow our nervous system to recalibrate to the woman inside of us, because it's calibrated to a little girl who learned only a certain amount of safety. And so she kept herself small, and she kept herself hypervigilant and overfunctioning in order to feel safe. And she doesn't have enough right now, but you're going to come and get her. You're going to show up. So we're going to go through some affirmations, and I hope that these will start to help. And we're going to send you a PDF after so that you could repeat these if you want. So let's go through some. I am worthy of love exactly as I am. I release the need for external validation, and I embrace my inherent worthiness. I choose to see myself through the eyes of love and compassion. I am deserving of all the good that life has to offer. I release self-judgment and embrace my unique gift and strength. I am a divine being worthy of all the love and the joy and the success that this universe has to offer. I trust in my ability. I believe in my worthiness to pursue all that I desire. I'm enough. I'm more than enough. And I deserve to allow myself whatever boundaries give me the most respect and kindness. I release the need to manage other people's feelings. I release the need to compare myself to anyone else, because I honor my unique path. And now the next set of affirmations have to do with abundance specifically. I am connected to the infinite source, and it flows to me. I'm aligned with the energy of prosperity, and I'm a magnet. I trust that this universe is always here to support. I'm grateful for the abundance that surrounds me and all the synchronicity that is coming my way. I surrendered financial worry, and I gave into the trust of this abundant, magical universe. I'm willing to release what used to be scarcity thinking and embrace the abundance that is available to me. I see money as a tool to create positive change in the world. I am so open to receive blessing in my financial life. I use all of the bounty for such good in this world. I no longer try to control. I allow that the universe is always guiding me towards what is for the highest and best in my financial abundance. So those are just some affirmations. Like I said, we're going to send you those. I'm curious what stood out to you. You know, we talk to ourselves more than we talk to anyone else. And we become the people we spend the most time with. And our minds look for the evidence of whatever we tell it. And so it's amazing how one thought can ruin your whole day. And at the same time, it's amazing how you can become conscious. You can take over the wheel and you can start directing your mind, which then changes not just your mind, but it changes your biology because every thought creates a drip. It's either dopamine or cortisol, depending on what you just thought. It's a pharmacy that you're in control of. And those thoughts start to become patterns. And we start to find the evidence of what we think and believe. And we start to radiate a different imprint. And we start to feel so much more tapped in to what's here, what's available. So I just want to take a look at what you're typing. Yeah, worthy of all the good that God has to offer, connected to the infinite source. We all are, because we're all one. We're all connected to the same source, the same source. Yeah, deserving of boundaries. As I said, you can write it down. You get what you have the courage to ask for, and you get what you have the capacity to receive. So often I meet women and I say, where in your life do you feel reciprocity? Where do you feel real energetic exchange in your life? Where have you created that? Do you feel that with your kids? Do you feel that with your spouse? Have you communicated with grace what you are available for and how good it feels to feel good and how much you're allowing of that? Because you would be amazed at how people will show up the way you teach them to show up for you. And so when it comes to financial abundance, if in our life we are carrying a thimble size capacity to receive and we overfunction and we're depleted and we don't have the muscle, then it will be the way we do one thing is the way we actually do everything. But if we start to know we don't have to gaslight ourselves, we can feel the sense of worthiness that allows us to be available for a much higher standard of care. It starts with us. You take the extra 5 minutes and you put that yummy lotion on your hands. You take the bath and you don't just take the bath. You take beautiful flowers and rose quartz and you put it in the bath and you take 25 minutes and you soak in it because you're retraining yourself. You're teaching yourself what you expect from life, what you are. And it starts to be in the field that this is how the world perceives you. This is the energetic signature you send out. So now I want you to take out a pen and I want you to write this sentence and I want you to finish it. Right now, it is December 13th, 2023. And I want you to picture that it is December of 2024. So I want you to write this sentence. 2024 was the most incredible year because, and I want you to take a couple minutes and I want you to feel, what would that feel like a year from now to have spent a year in this practice of self-worth, in this practice of energetic, higher vibration, seeing and feeling and tuning into the abundance and the flow? What will you have created? What will you have allowed yourself to receive? What capacity to receive will have shown up within you so that in December of next year, you are writing and you are reading this right now, next year, and it comes to be the truth of your experience. 2024 was the most incredible year because, and finish the sentence. All right. So now we're going to finish that up. And I want you to write something down. I can have anything I want as long as I'm willing to give up the belief that I can't have it. I'll say it again. I can have anything I want as long as I'm willing to give up the belief that I can't have. We are in this battle with ourselves. We have a real clear knowing of who we were meant to be. We know. We know what God has placed on our path. We know what's in alignment, what isn't. We know what we want. We know what's a match. We do know. Where we get really caught, it's like a thicket. You get caught in it, is the part of you that says, but I can't have that. And the part is the part of you that keeps gaslighting yourself, keeps telling yourself a story, keeps prioritizing other people's happiness. The best thing for your family, for your kids, for the people who get the blessing to see you out and about in your day, the best thing is you're fully living in your flow. That's the best thing. You want to heal the world? You start with you, right? What's the Rumi quote? First, I thought I was wise. I wanted to change the world. And then I got really clear and realized I got to change myself. When each of us starts to be in flow, it's amazing what yummy well-being that brings to the whole garden, right? When there's weeds over here, it starts to eventually affect everything. When there's blooming, yummy, delicious, fragrant, thriving life over here, it gives life to everything around it. It starts with this practice. It starts with getting out of that unconscious, habitual software program that just runs like a screensaver. By the time you get up, you just remember, oh, here's what I'm not able to have. Oh, here's what I'm not worthy of. Oh, here's the life I have to do because I have to do this and be this for all these people. It's like, we gotta start by checking in. You check in every day. You connect. You captain the ship. You turn on that higher conscious part of you and you set the intention. And then it's amazing how it starts to change the way you show up. Because if you start to see it, and you start to feel it, you start to do it. And it changes what you say, changes what you do. It changes what you say yes to, changes what you say no to, changes how you carry yourself in a room. Everything changes. And so you just, it's almost like swiping left on a tablet and the whole world around you starts to change. And because I said earlier that so often, it's almost every time I sit with a woman, I see that we get caught up in this place where we're not thriving financially. And here's the thing, you guys, it's like, if somebody walked in the room and they just got injured and their arm is bleeding, right? Before I would sit down in that moment and take them through a visualization, what would I do? I would stop the bleeding first, right? Got to handle that. That's happening right now. I got to walk them over to the sink. Wash it off, see how bad this is, get some Neosporin, make sure we stop the bleeding, right? And then we can start to go deep inside. Then we can start to breathe a little, calm down the nervous system. We can hopefully set a little path here for recovery. But the first thing we got to do is deal with this wound, right? So often women are coming to me and financially speaking, they're bleeding. They're in debt. There's no money. There's no thriving. There's no life force coming through. It's like there's survival energy, right? Which is, it's heavy. We got to fix that. We got to go and love on it and clear it up and make it healthy. And then in order to really expand it, we got to go deep inside. We got to really change the tuning, change the radio, do some beautiful work there to get that static out, right? But we got to get some water to this tree that's dying. We got to get the flow going. And so very often when I sit there with women and I start to ask some questions, a few questions that would help me clear this wound up, I realize that there's almost zero clarity on what to do with it, how to fix it. We know more about our iPhones than we do about our financial abundance. And so when you really look at that for a second, there's only a few paths for our financial abundance. So it's not actually complex, but it takes leaning in with courage. And so what are these paths? Well, there's the path of basic financial literacy that most women just are completely, they don't have the literacy. Like I say, right now, as we sit here, is your money making money? Do you know how to have money make money? Do you know what a compound interest account is? And so I'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. So then our relationship with money is a little interesting, isn't it? Because we don't have a real relationship with it. Knowledge is what? Power. So that's interesting because it's the thing people will talk about, but they don't know the first thing about it. That's a problem. In fact, I was on my friend Amber Lillystrom's, I was a guest expert in her program yesterday, and I shared with her group that it's interesting because the way things are shared, the way things are communicated, the way things are marketed, very often when it comes to financial things, they're not marketed to women. We get lit up in different ways. We lean in to different kinds of content, to different kinds of things. And, you know, when little girls are growing up in the beginning, like kindergarten, first, second grade, the way that the brain works is that at first, women are actually, females are better at communication and later they're better at math. Do you know this? So when girls get to be like in fifth and sixth and seventh grade, when they look at it, they're equally as capable of being the best in the class at math and engineering and all that stuff. And for the boys, it's the opposite. When boys are little, the way their brains are forming, initially, they're actually better at the puzzles and the math. And later on, they're better at the verbal stuff. So it's interesting because for so many years, women unconsciously just think, well, I'm not good at that stuff. I don't know. I'll have to have someone who knows it, or I'll have my spouse know it, or, but I don't really know it. And now there's a few really cool resources that you can see. They're actually marketing it in a way that we want to learn it. And it's actually easy and fun. And we're good at lots of things. Women are really good at figuring out all kinds of complex, interesting things. We can figure out how to create social media and how to create marketing and how to like, there's so many levers and pull. We just have not leaned in to money. Really, we haven't leaned all the way in and just, I'm just going to understand this. How does this work? So financial literacy is one thing. What does money do? How can money make money for you? All of that stuff. What else? What are the other possibilities? Well, that's one way that we allow money in, is just basic understanding of money and using money and putting it in different places. That in and of itself. And then what else is there? Well, then there's either you're on an entrepreneurial path or you're on the 9-to-5 path. And in both of those cases, what do we need to understand? Well, on the entrepreneurial path, it's like, where am I here? Am I at a place where I need to optimize and scale? Do I need to actually raise my price? Do I actually need to create more value here? Do I need to be more visible, more engagement? What are the pieces here that if I audit it, I can just take this clear action to turn that into something that's really thriving? And that's actually not complicated. It just takes understanding in all of these realms that there is always choice. There's always choice for us. And we need to understand what is the next choice to make. And then the third path is maybe you're on the 9-to-5 path. And that is something that works for you. There are a lot of people who don't want to be entrepreneurs, right? They're on the 9-to-5 path, but what choice is available there? Sometimes it's like, how could I do the work I'm doing, but get paid more for it? How could I be more valuable to the organization I'm in so that I can make more money doing this? Or how can I make myself more alluring and tell a better story about myself on a resume so I can be out there networking and looking for other paths within this 9-to-5 realm? Those are basically the three paths that have to do with financial abundance, right? It's either money that's working for you, and that probably should be something no matter what path we're on that we have an idea about, or we're building our own business, or we're working for somebody, but we can optimize all of that. Type a one in the chat if that makes sense. And when I sit down and talk to women, if not all the time, most of the time, if not all the time, there is just a lack of understanding
What are the options? What am I meant to do next? And so I think it's really a mirroring of the alignment, the self-worth, the expansion, the abundance, the magnetism, the manifesting. And then really with clarity and decisive action, we start to move into these realms and we say, okay, where do I have choice here? And what do I want to change about this? So because you're all on this workshop, we're going to send you the visualization that we did, because I have it written down. We're going to send you the affirmations that have to do with self-worth, have to do with abundance, and the little prompt that says, you know, 2024 is the best year ever. And also written down in what we're going to send you is the question I asked you first, which is, how do I want to feel today? And what does that feel like now? You're going to close your eyes. So you're going to get everything we just did. And the other thing that you're going to get is that right now, I'm telling you guys, you're the first to hear it. I always launch a program in January. And so I just want to unveil it to you. And it starts, we're kicking it off at the end of January, but like the first class starts the week of February 5th. And for those of you who are like, I just like to do everything Kathy's doing, or I wanted to do the next thing, the fun part is that between now and Sunday, we're going to do a pre-sale for this program, and it's $500 off. Plus you get a month being in my membership, which is really yummy and delicious. We have calls every Thursday where I'm doing coaching in there. And I want to show you this program because so many of you have been walking with me for years since I started. And this is the first time we combined, we like nailed it, I think, in really figuring out what it is that women need most, which is the combination of the inner work as well as all of the things that I just laid out based on your own financial choice, your own financial path. So I just want to show you this first for people to see it. So it's called Boldly Abundant, Elevate Your Worth, Ignite Your Wealth. I'm just going to read you a couple pieces. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's time to rewrite your financial story and move boldly into a future abundant with wealth and confidence. This isn't just about money. It's about claiming your power and the prosperity you deserve. So like everything we do, it's always 12 weeks. So I'm just going to show you. So this is where I usually meet women. There's really a unconscious feeling of low self-worth and confidence. There's a feeling of burnout, not knowing what to do. And what we decided to do is I literally sat down and took out all the tools that I have and said, okay, what would be the process? What is the process? Every time I've coached somebody and I've helped them move from here to here, what's the full process? So we broke it into three steps, right? Awareness, adjustment, expansion. It's an empowering process that delves deep, leading to newfound worth and wealth. So a lot of times women are stuck playing small, and where we want to go is earning what we deserve. So this is the first few weeks of it. We're going to really change the radio station so that we actually build not just the awareness, but we start to feel and claim the boldest, most powerful version of our self-worth. And then this is the juicy middle part, which is we created the whole middle part has to do with really getting into the juiciness of financial literacy, investment strategies, career growth, entrepreneurial path. So no matter which one is yours, you're going to get that. And so in addition to me working with you, we're bringing in amazing experts to walk us through so that you have full 360 knowledge of what are all the things available to you. So if it comes to financial literacy, you open a compound interest account. If it comes to entrepreneurial, and that's you, we're going to look at getting that to the next level. If it's in the career world, we're going to talk about and look at how are we optimizing that. And so we have experts coming in alongside me. So it's kind of like the most robust program we've ever done. And then we're working with, and sort of the through line is bringing in the meditation and manifestation of our capacity to create with vibration alone, with thought alone. And then how are we creating this flow so that we can contribute and give back and step into our purpose? So we're really, really excited about it.
And this is a little bit about it. And it's always the same, right? We always have sort of our gold level and our VIP level. And the VIP level is going to be about scaling. So those of you who want to make that leap because you're already here and you want to go further. But between now and Sunday, and you can see all this, you can just go to kathyhoe.com/bold. And then you can see all the bonuses and it answers all the questions. But this is the year that women need to step into their power. And we're so excited about helping you feel that sense of abundance and being as bold as you can possibly be. There is no good reason to sit it out when you can make these changes. And it has to be holistic. You have to fully change and fully feel that shifting where there's a greater capacity and you're tapped in and turned on and you're ready to receive and you're ready to set boundaries and you're ready to take those baths and you're ready to set a different standard and raise your expectations and have the courage to ask for more. All that work has to happen. And then we also need to take some action, right? We need to know, what networking do I need to do this week? How do I need to raise my prices? And when you're supported by the energy that's now coming from a person with so much more self-confidence, those steps, they actually work, right? Because it has to be an energetic match. So we're really excited to put together all of it. And so what comes with this program is Abundant Ever After and Made to Do This. So all that work is an addition. So you're basically getting all three of those things. So if that feels like a fit for you, then this is really a cool moment. And I love working with you guys. And if this feels like something you want to do together this year, so that is how it goes. We start the first week of February, February 5th. But you, if you join by Sunday, you can join the membership for a month, which means you'll get the calls for the next month. So that this Thursday, we do calls every Thursday and I do coaching and hot seats in there. And they've been amazing calls. And the women in our membership can tell you, it's a powerful place to be, so that you will get for the next month. And you can already start all the pre-work. You can start going through the pre-work. But of course, during the class, when it starts in February, I am live with you as I always am every single week. And then there's so many extra guest experts. Like, in addition to me being live, there's three calls with a financial planner and me to help you start just to set that stuff up. There's three calls with somebody who's all about, how are you going to elevate, if you're on the 9-to-5 path, how do you get yourself to be the most attractive person and be out there networking on LinkedIn and getting those jobs? And if that doesn't work for you, you don't have to come to those extra calls, right? But those are going to exist, because what I realize is I work with women all the time and some of them say, I want all your spiritual and I want all your energetic work, but I also want the financial piece, but I don't want to be an entrepreneur. It's like, great. Well, here's the full 360 of things that you need. And for those of you who are entrepreneurs, we're going to be getting into that. And so there'll be all these delicious experts in addition. Plus, I'll be there, right? Walking you through that path. And if you are an alumni of any of the programs, you get an even bigger discount before Sunday. So you should reach out to my team at hello@kathyheller.com or DM me, because you get an even bigger discount. But if you join by Sunday, and you're not an alumni, or you are an alumni, either way, you get a discount, plus you get a month of the membership, which we do it every Thursday. So you get to be a part of that. And the link to register is kathyhoe.com/bold. And regardless of whether you're in this program or not, I wanted you to have this, and we're going to send you the recording of this, because there's so much in what we talked about today. There's so much in us setting ourselves up. And that meeting with ourself every day is the most important meeting of the day. And there's so much to setting an intention and setting our energy for the day and opening up our mind to all the potential available and all that we really are. And right, because this feeling of just feeling depleted every single year, this feeling of getting to the end of the year and just feeling like it's out of reach, or most of the time we're just having to show up and be what everyone else needs us to be, and we're not quite satisfied or fulfilled. At some point, that has to stop. That has to stop at some point. And so this work that we did today, I felt like was like a delicious gift that we all need
that you can take, and we're going to send you the whole thing we did. So that's there, right? You don't need to be in my program to do that. But if you feel like, I don't know, Kath, you're the person, you kind of get me out of my dark little place and you help me step in. And then this program is actually for women who are like taking names. Like at the end of this program, you will have taken that action. You're going to have all the information that you need to make a change in your finances, one way or the other, whichever one you choose your own adventure. And together we're going to link arms and say, enough's enough. This is the year. This is the year I'm raising my worth and I'm elevating my financial abundance. I'm done. I'm done staying over here. Why? Why stay siloed, right? You got to just start to lean all the way in, get excited about it, get turned on by it. Like, oh, this is the year I become financially and fully, totally literate. I know exactly what's happening here. And I'm in this place where I'm empowered. And now money can flow to me because I have a good relationship with it. And I change my relationship with money and I start to allow it in because it's a match for my self-worth, because everything in nature was designed to thrive to its fullest. Every redwood tree was designed to have as much water as it needs. The only thing that is in nature that doesn't thrive to its fullest sometimes is a person, because it denies itself the basicness of, you need the financial flow so that you don't have to think about that your needs are met with plenty. A rose bush should have plenty of water and plenty of sunlight, not just a little bit. It's meant to thrive. It's meant to see itself fully expressed. That's level one, right? Where you get to by the time you start changing your relationship with all this is you become a contributor. You become a person who is a flow for other people's abundance because you hire people. You create potential in the field by the way you hold yourself with your self-worth. It's amazing. Abundance creates abundance. And it's no good. It's not okay for you to play small and to feel exhausted and to live in scarcity. No. You'd be amazed at by taking charge and being in charge, you will feel charged, but also you'll start to make choices that are different. You'll start to consciously change your relationship with how you spend money, how you invest money, how you make money. All of it does exist. We're just not tapped into those paths, right? So this program is, I think, amazing because after listening to thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of women, because I coach thousands of women a year, I saw like everyone needs the spiritual work. Everyone needs that. I need it. We all need it. But not everyone's an entrepreneur. Some people, you have a different path. And some people are entrepreneurs. And some people, whether you're entrepreneurs or you're in the career field, you're in the employment track, it can all be optimized. It can all be better. It's like when you change your self-worth, you're going to realize that there are people right now with less talent who do the same work you do, whether it's for an employer or for your own clients, who make more money than you because their self-worth says so. Period. There is literally treasure all around us. But when we don't have the courage to ask for what it is that is the right energetic exchange, then we don't receive it. And so there are women right now who have less skill than you, less talent than you, but maybe have a different relationship with self-worth and boundaries, who make more money in this moment, charge more for what they do in this moment, whether they're employed or whether they're working for themselves. And I see that every day. It's like, here's the gap between your self-worth and your net worth. Let's move that up. Let's raise that up. And boom, we just called in a different client. We just called in a different path. We just changed the way your boss sees your value. We just changed the way you are now available. And all of a sudden, this person calls out of the blue and this new opportunity happens. And also, why are we not conscious of how we spend money? Every one of us is guilty of walking into Target, going in to get deodorant and paper towels and spending $317 extra on things you don't even want. And instead, that $317 goes into a compound interest account every single week. You're going to force yourself and say, I would have spent it anyway in Target. But instead, by the end of a quarter, there's thousands of dollars
that have come to me because I put it over here. I was conscious. It's like losing weight. When you just get conscious of what you're eating, it's amazing that you can lose weight like that. Because you go, I'm not really conscious right now. I don't want to eat the whole bag of potato chips. I actually would instead, what I really want to do is I want to drink this green juice, have four potato chips, and then later today, I want to have a glass of wine. That's where I want to spend my calories, right? And you get conscious, you get excited, and you say, how am I going to make this work for me? How am I going to be awake? How am I going to start living in a different way? How am I going to just come sit next to myself and say, where is my self-worth? And what do I need to clean up here? Why do I have debt over here? This can't happen anymore. This isn't good for me. I'm going to just look at it like Marie Kondo. I'm going to sit next to you like Marie Kondo, but instead of cleaning out your closet, we're going to clean out your financial life. We're going to take a look at it and go, this is painful. We got to take this out of the closet. This is a hard box to go through, but we're going through it. Not sitting in here anymore. Doesn't serve me. Don't want it. Let's go. We're not carrying this every year. We're over here. Yeah, I know I don't charge enough for what I do, but I'm worried and I'm overcompensating and I'm an overfunctioner codependent. Nope, not doing it anymore. We're going to change the way your audience perceives you. We're going to have to change that. Or I go to the same job every day. No, we're going to take a hard look and say, do you want this job? And if you continue to have it, would you like it if you just were given a different position or if you were paid more for it? Great. We're going to create. What is it that we're going to say to our boss to say, here's how I can add value in a way I really want. I've had clients of mine say to their boss, I'd like to start a podcast for us. And the boss is like, interesting, try it. Next thing they know, they're now working from home doing a podcast for this insurance business. That's a true fact. I've seen that happen four different times this year with people that I've worked with. Now they love what they did. Like it's amazing what we can do when we realize we have choice and we start to lean in. So whether or not you're going to be with me in this program, I hope that this conversation is helpful. I hope that this conversation is opening you up to how sexy and fierce you get to be, how you get to like your life. And obviously the podcast is always free and it's out there and I'm here and every day I'll be putting up cool Instagram content as I always try to. But I really wanted to just spend some time with you and think about all these things that are within our control every day and how we can set the course for such a better year next year. And you don't need me to do that, right? You know how many good books there are? You know how many good audiobooks there are? You know how many good Google searches you can do? But if you want to be with me and do it, I would love to be with you. And if you want to do that before Sunday, then you're going to get to start coaching with me as soon as Thursday. Come join us in our membership for a month of coaching. You can start going through whatever the pre-recorded video portions are, which are really interesting and yummy. You start watching Abundant Ever After. You'll love that. You'll start watching Made to Do This for those of you who are on the entrepreneurial track. You'll love that. And then we'll start live February 5th and you'll get a discount. So if you sign up by Sunday and you're not alumni, you get $500 off. And if you are alumni, you need to DM us for the code. But for the $500 off, the code is Enchanted. So I enjoyed being with you as I always do. We're going to send you guys an email with a PDF of everything we went through today, just so you kind of have that practice. And I love that I got the excuse to create that because I knew we were going to meet up today. And I love that I get to show you this beautiful next path that we're going to take together. And I really hope that you guys are in there, because once I like get in there with you, I kind of don't give you the option to play small. So I'm hoping that you're like, Kathy's going to kick my ass in the way that I need it. And so this is my insurance policy, because I think you guys know that that's what's coming. So I'm sending you a lot of love. I hope you have the most delightful holiday. And I'll just end by saying your generosity this holiday needs to include yourself. It's got to be there. What a great moment to practice putting yourself on that list of who gets your attention. And I hope that today this conversation changed how much you can see for yourself, how much you can feel for yourself. And I'm just excited about it. I love you guys so much. And some of you I'll see in our membership anyway tomorrow. And some of you already pre-bought
this program that we're doing. So you're already in there. And I'm excited. I'm really excited. Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys too. Yeah. If you want the alumni discount, you can email hello@kathyheller.com or you can DM me on Instagram. Marry everything, you guys. Marry everything. See you soon.
I'd love to know that lit a spark inside of you or reminded you of something that you needed to know and hear. These are the takeaways. Number one, we don't get what we want. We get what we are. Number two, you get to choose the movie that's playing. You have an incredible capacity to imprint this beautiful energetic signature every day. Number three, we receive in life what we have the courage to ask for. We have to stretch our capacity to receive more. Number four, you are worthy of love exactly as you are. You are deserving of all the good life has to offer. Number five, you can have anything you want as long as you're willing to give up the belief that you can't have it. Number six, everything in nature is designed to thrive to its fullest. Abundance creates abundance. And number seven, your generosity needs to include yourself. Okay, well, before we go, I just want to give a huge shout out to a few of my incredible students who have been in our podcast program, who started their podcast. I'm so proud of them. Let's give a round of applause to Jen Chambers and her podcast. It's called The Courage Checklist. I want to give a huge shout out to Stephanie Moram and her podcast, Wicked Ever After. I'm going to give some love to Allison King Show, Women Who Podcast, and Billy and the Unlock Your Child's Full Potential podcast. So proud of you. So impressed. We're going to put links to all those podcasts in the show notes. You can go take a listen. Thank you so much for being here. I say it every show, but I mean it. This wouldn't be possible without you. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you. I hope that this show today especially nourished you. You deserve to feel that. There's so many good episodes coming up, so please follow along at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you're loving the show, share this with someone. And if you want to join me, if you want to start in right away, you can start watching the pre-recorded materials. You can start getting ahead of the new year. I think that's such a gift to give to yourself this holiday. You can get $500 off if you enroll by Sunday. Go to kathyheller.com/bold and use the code ENCHANTED for your $500 off. Plus, you'll get into my membership right away so you can be a part of those coaching sessions, which have been phenomenal. I can't wait to work with you guys this year. I love you. I'll leave you with a song. Have an amazing weekend.